Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said.
Now repeat.
Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond. Just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rachel Ann Shulman from the Campa Hudson Radio Group. Campa Hudson Radio program led by live interview, noble guests in the local swing countries are from the local organization and ask them what they do in their communities. What shaped their life of growing up where they are now. We also occasionally talk about sport news and other subjects and interests, such as the upcoming community events and culture happening in the area. Tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month at 3:30 in the afternoon on 90.7 FM. Past interviews are available at waveform.org. Thanks for listening and supporting the radio for an open airs at 90.7 FM WGXC. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. This month, playing Reanimator, The Faculty, Possessor, and The Invisible Man. Every Wednesday night, information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of The Rodney Shop of Lees, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey, y'all. I'm Headphones Girl. I'm going to be playing some old West Coast acid house and breaks tunes today. A lot of these tunes were made either inspired by or were made for full moon gatherings, which are the type of party that started.
Thank you.
Kind of where San Francisco's hippie history sort of comes out with different samples, like in reference to a lot of like blur values. You'll hear a lot of like Timothy Leary samples on some of these songs. And this is really kind of the exciting part about this sound and this scene to me is the blend of cultures going on. And part of that is that at the time, the tech movement was sort of starting to boom in Silicon Valley, and had a lot of people, once the rave boom really started, you'd have a lot of people from the tech industry throwing these parties or like being involved in them, and creating kind of high-tech, different psychedelic or immersive experiences. Like there was one thing that people called the Brain Machine, which was essentially like a modern or old version of a VR headset.
Everybody.
This is one of my favorite producers from that time, Freaky Chakra. And it's on one of what's probably considered to be the defining West Coast record label, which is Exist Dance. And when I say it's the defining West Coast label, I just mean that it was the first label based in the West Coast that kind of had a new sound of trancey, acid, house, and techno. Freaky Chakra is definitely the most well-known artist to come out of that label's discography, but also Tranquility Bass, who also went by High Lonesome Sound System, which was their more up-tempo project. Tranquility Bass was a trip-hop project. But this is Hallucifuge, the 300 microgram mix. Hopefully by now I've figured out how to operate the mixing board so you can hear my voice, but this track, this is one of my favorite tracks, producers, labels of all time. This is Embryo by Rebirth on BassX Records. So this is from a little later on. This is, I think, 1994 in L.A., and BassX was the product of a producer, Expando, a.k.a. Mike Knapp, and two DJs that he partnered up with to form Rebirth and Metro L.A., and I'll play a Metro L.A. song next. But they brought a really bass-heavy acid house sound to L.A. that hadn't been heard before, hadn't been made before. Kind of was the blueprint for a lot of modern breaks in tech house. I love them a lot, and I hope you enjoy. Coming into Metro LA, Green Line Acid on BassX Records. We'll be right back. Can't do a Bay Area special unless I mention Daisy Glow and Zoe Magic Records. This is the theme from Daisy Glow. I'm going to be quick about this one because this is an amazing song too. But this is Sunshine's Theme by Dub Tribe Sound System. Dub Tribe Sound System was a really popular deep house act in San Francisco in the 90s. It was a husband and wife whose names that were given to them at birth were Sunshine and Moonbeam. And they created some of my favorite music of that time as well. And I play this song at almost every set that I'm booked for. I love it so much, and I hope you do too.
I can feel the love. Thank you.
Well, y'all, it's been fun. Thanks for tuning in, and let the station know if you liked my show, if you want to hear more of me. I have a whole lot more music like this from this time, from other times, from other places, and I really like playing it, so let us know. Got the phone number and email for you to leave feedback for. It's 518-622-2598, extension 4, or email feedback@wgxc.org. So that's 518-622-2598, extension 4, or email feedback@wgxc.org. Alright, thank you so much, y'all. And this is See the Music 1 AM by the Mirror Boys on Greyhound Records, San Francisco based label started by DJ Garth. Hope y'all enjoy.